Want to be protected from opinions you don't like? Then you better go somewhere else, because this is not a safe space. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Have you ever heard this quote? He who controls the schools controls the next generation. Now, we're not exactly 100% sure who said that. That's been attributed to George Peabody, the philanthropist. It's also been attributed to Lenin. But the bottom line is that it says that whoever is in control of education of one generation really sets the tone, not just for that generation, but for the entire society. What does that mean to us, especially when we look at things like civics and government education in America? I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. Now joined by Bethany Mandel. She's the editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series for children, also the co-author of a new book called Stolen Youth. And so, Bethany, good to have you back on the program. Been way too long since you've been on the show. I found your article at thespectator.org, Why Civics Test Scores Are Falling in American Schools. And so I want to start there with why they're falling. But the bigger question, I think we agree, is that what does it mean for all of us?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny because my piece for The Spectator was actually about civics test scores being at record lows, and now that there are also record low test scores for 13-year-olds. And it's all connected, and it's why Carol Markowitz and I wrote Stolen Youth. Because I argue in my Spectator piece, and Carol and I argue in Stolen Youth, that it's by design. They want an entire generation of children who can't discern and who cannot critically think. And so when they are fed a pack of lies about, you know, the history of our country, the foundations of our society, even basic definitions of male versus female, children are rendered incapable of asserting that, like, no, this is false. That was why we wrote Stolen Youth, and that's why we're continuing to see the dismal test scores that we are. It's a feature, not a bug.
And that's obviously going to be met with a lot of pushback saying, okay, so you don't like how the public schools are teaching, the test scores are down. Why isn't that a matter of failure to adapt to the kids these days? Why isn't that a matter of maybe schools just not being as good? Why is that something that's intentional?
I mean, I think it's because, I mean, if you think about the FAA for a moment, if we had the success rates for pilots that we do for students coming out of American high schools, if we had pilots who were as capable as American high school graduates, we would not ever get on an airplane. The FAA would ground every single plane until we figured out what on earth is going on. There is not that national emergency that's happening in regards to the civics scores, every single test score that's coming out. Everyone is sort of realizing that we are churning out children incapable of thriving in the Western world and in the wider world, and they're not particularly worried. And I think that's because that's what they want. They don't want kids who are sort of educated. Sorry, there's a baby coughing. Who are educated and, you know, involved citizens.
When you look at the impact here, okay, so this test scores are down. I mean, nobody can argue these are not necessary political tests are reflecting what's happening there. So with a generation that doesn't know as much about government, doesn't know as much about citizenship, doesn't know as much about civics, what does that mean for us 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road? Why is this something that should worry us right now?
I mean, you think about that very famous Ronald Reagan quote, freedom is only one generation away from extinction. Our way of life is only one generation away from extinction. And I think we are witnessing an extinction level event right now. The number of children, I mean, in my Spectator piece, I quoted what is like maybe one of my favorite cultural benchmarks, jaywalking. It was a skit that was on late night television 15 years ago with Jay Leno, and he would stop people and ask them like super duper basic questions about like American culture and history and society, like who was the vice president. And it used to be a funny gag because you would kind of laugh at the stupid people, but now that stupidity is the norm among high school students. I mean, if you look at sort of the anecdata of what they're figuring out on these tests of like what don't children know? It's really extensive and it's really shocking. And I would argue, you know, they want to keep them in the dark about the founding fathers. They want to keep them in the dark about, you know, what was said in the Declaration of Independence and like all of these things, all of these virtues of our society and of our history are being obscured. And the intention of these sort of radical revolutionaries is to just tear everything down, including physical statues. And it's very 1984.
We're visiting with Bethany Mandel. Her latest article in thespectator.org is called Why Civics Test Scores Are Falling in American Schools. And the classes are happening. I mean, the schools are teaching something. And so is it a matter of ineffective teaching as a tactic, or have they changed what is being taught?
So, I mean, I think we're seeing a little bit of everything. One of the most interesting things that I sort of saw in my piece and that I referenced in my piece was a study, a RAND study of civics teachers and what they viewed to be their role and their objective as civics teachers. And it was not to make sure that students knew, you know, basic information about government and history. It was, according to these civics teachers, to make them into responsible global citizens. But that responsible global citizenry is dependent upon their definition of what is responsible. And it's, you know, flying a transgender flag, you know, starting on May 15th and ending on August 1st, just to be safe, like not just during Pride Week. And so we're sort of seeing, you know, what they prioritize. And it's their social justice aims. It's not, it's not what we would consider to be appropriate civics education in America.
Okay, teachers unions leaning to the left, school administrators leaning to the left. That's nothing new, Bethany. We all know that. So then what do we do about it? If that civics education is not going to improve in the public school system, what are the ways that we can try to equip as many young people to be ready to be critical thinking adults, whether they agree with me or whether they agree with you or not? What's the way to try to mitigate the damage that's happening?
Absolutely. So, I mean, that was part of why we started Heroes of Liberty. A separate side project I have is a Substack called Write Books for Kids, number four. And it's, you know, sharing with parents and concerned grandparents about like, these are some of the great books that your kids should be reading. But I think the answer is American parents have to take education into their own hands, because we're seeing, you know, what the success rate is for teachers. And again, like we wouldn't get on an airplane if this was the success rate for FAA pilot school. And we shouldn't be trusting teachers with when this is their success rate. We've seen the products of their activism and of their sort of work. And it's not great. It's not just ideologically in a bad position, but it's also just not a good education.
Does civics necessarily have to be activist to the right or to the left to be effective?
No.
Yeah. What?
No,
what
not at all.
Look like? Yeah.
I mean, it should look like knowing basic facts about the American founding and basic geography. That was something that I thought was very sort of frightening about that RAND study of civics teachers, where they said, like, you know, kids will pick up by osmosis, like the capitals of states or whatever. And no, they won't. They won't pick that up by osmosis. That is your job, is basic geography.
So what's coming up in the book Stolen Youth? I mean, what's the premise of that that you and Carol wrote?
Yeah, so it was released back in March. And we basically said, you know, there is an entire generation of activists who are not having their own children. And they are instead trying to subvert our child rearing and take our children for their political aims and turning children into activists. And if you walk into any Barnes & Noble or any library right now in the month of June, you will see what their activism looks like on the shelves of the children's book section. There's a board book, Bye Bye Binary, and it goes right from board books starting at toddlerhood all the way up through, you know, graphic sexual content in graphic novels that they're making available to high schoolers on down. And, you know, we're called book banners because we think that there shouldn't be graphic depictions of any kind of activity of that nature, whether they be hetero or homosexual, found within public libraries or school libraries that are accessible to minors. Like that has turned us into book banners in 2023. The reality is we want to limit the access to this really graphic charged content to children.
All right. The book Stolen Youth, which I'm sure we can find at Amazon, all the places you buy books. Yep. About the Heroes of Liberty series? Where do people find that?
Heroesofliberty.com. And we're expanding all of those offerings on Amazon as well.
All right. Bethany, good talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. What's your reaction to Bethany's take right there on civics education in particular? Let me know. You can tweet at me at AVP Radio Show. Thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. I'm Mike Ferguson. We'll talk to you again next week.